Online, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning, it's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. I still laugh about that every time. My glass is always half full. unless you make me really mad. otherwise, I'm a pretty optimistic person. Welcome to the show today. We are here every Sunday morning on the News and Talk of Sonoma County. Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and good old 1350 AM. KSRO.com is another great way to listen if you're out of the area or you're, you know, going to get in the car and travel out of the area. Just pull it up at KSRO.com, listen live, and you won't lose us. So good morning. And Joe Pasquini has an update, a Nixle update or a traffic alert.
Yeah, there's a structure fire in the College Avenue area. Santa Rosa Police Department is asking that you avoid the area of College Avenue between Morgan and Mendocino Avenue. The road is closed due to a structure fire. This has just broke within the last half hour. It's an active scene, so if you're driving around, don't go into that area.
Okay, that area. What was it, Mendocino?
College Avenue between Morgan and Mendocino Avenue.
Oh, scary. Okay. We don't like those fires.
Yeah. Too many fires lately.
Yeah. Yes. It's always scary. So stay away from there. So we do have an interesting topic today. We're going to be talking with David Boquillan. Did I get that right? Good morning, David. David is the president of La Lima. That's the other one I didn't. La Lima Development. And they are building a whole downtown project, Station Avenue in Rohnert Park. And we're going to talk a little bit about what exactly that is, what's going on with the build there, why Rohnert Park is so needing of this, you know, really needs this development. I think it's going to be good for business, and David's going to talk about that and much more. Before we get into that, I am a realtor here in Sonoma County, so we're going to talk a little bit about real estate on the Real Estate Hour. So first off, I want to talk about, I have an open house today, and I won't be there because I'll be over at another property, but this is the 1996 Los Olivos over off of Brush Creek Road, Northeast Santa Rosa. It's a great kind of mid-century modern, built in 1971. Really retained a lot of that true to the era touches. Some of it's pretty interesting. There's a step down tub in the master bedroom, the whole jetted tub, that very reminiscent of the 1970s. You can keep it or you can cover it up and pull it out, but it's a really kind of cool feature. I had a really good open house last week. I've got another great agent from Keller Williams in there today from 1 to 4, Jeanette Perkins, and she will be glad to see you and give you a tour. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 799-3617. It's listed at $840,000. It's 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, huge family room downstairs, 2,565 square feet. It's on almost a third of an acre lot. And it's on the down slope or the downside of Los Olivos. Some of those driveways and houses up on the hills can get a little scary. But this is a nice, even gentle slope and a nice driveway that opens up to a big parking area. It's just a really interesting house. It has some deferred maintenance, so it's a great opportunity to get in there and, get some sweat equity going. So give me a call if you have interest, or stop by and see Jeanette there, 1 to 4, 1996 Los Olivos. I will be out kind of off and on. It's by appointment only, a property at 1875 Willowside Road, out the corner of Piner and Willowside. This is really, you're buying the land. It's 525,000, 1 acre. There's an old 1925 farmhouse that's in pretty rough shape. Structurally, it's pretty sound. It's just really kind of been trashed. There's an old water tower. There's a pretty good well, but the septic system needs updating. It's pretty much not working effectively. So call me again, 799-3617, if you want to get out and see that. I'll be there kind of between 11 and 12, and then I'll be there again later this afternoon around 3. I have some agents coming by with clients. So if you want to get in, come on in then, or give me a call. And interest rates, we've got interest rates. You've been hearing a lot about interest rates right now because I think everybody realized that people weren't going to buy houses if we were going to get up over 5%, which we had. So this the spring interest rates have really come down. There's this is Wells Fargo numbers, and of course it always really depends on your credit score, your, you know, how much money you put down. There's a lot of variables, but they're quoting around 4% for a 30-year fixed, and so that's great to see that coming down. 3.875 for a 30-year VA loan. I actually just closed a VA loan. It's a really good program. It's a little tricky as far as getting the right property and everybody working together to get it done, because you do need all the repairs done prior to the loan funding. So it's a little of a process, but you know, get a realtor that knows what they're doing and an agent on the other side that understands the process, and you should be good to go with that. So anyway, great rates from Wells Fargo, or, you know, most of the lenders are pretty much the same. I just happened to pull up Wells Fargo's rates. So good stuff going on with that. If you had looked at buying a house when the interest rates were up around 5 and you, you know, you could only qualify for, you know, $350,000, $400,000 house, and that just wasn't working for you to find what you're looking for, I would take a look again, talk to your lender again. With the interest rates going down, really almost a whole percent, you really should look at that again, and you could qualify for a bigger purchase price than you had thought. Anyway, so do that. Talk to your lender. If you don't have a lender, give me a call, and I'll set you up with a lender.
Joe
knew I was going to clear my throat. He was aiming for the button. Sorry about that. I know I lost my train of thought. I want to give you our call-in numbers today because I always forget. So 707-636-1350. 707-636-1350. We welcome your calls. David Boca Quillen of La Luma Development said he'd be glad to take your calls about what's going on there with Station Avenue and Roanoke Park. So you're welcome to call in. We are going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the thick of it and talk about a little bit about the history of Roanoke Park and why a downtown is really needing an update, and why this project is really going to be a good thing. So we'll be right back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. We'll be right back after this break.
Congressman Jared Huffman.
We need to see the Mueller report. And for the last 24 hours, we've all been kind of jammed by this narrative that has been 100% controlled by the Trump administration.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive, afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my 4 children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. I'm Allison Norman, your local realtor and real estate specialist, and really kind of carrying on the tradition of Mike Kelly, who made this show what it is, and it's so much more than just real estate. So we have been talking to all kinds of interesting people about things going on in the county, and you know, I've said it before, and Mike had always said as well, that you know, real estate is so affected by and affects everything in the community. There's such a ripple effect when somebody buys a home. And then there's also a ripple effect when things happen in a community. So whether it's good or bad, it indirectly or sometimes directly affects real estate. So that's why we really kind of dig into more than just, we're not going to sit here for an hour and talk about real estate. We're going to talk about things that affect real estate in the community. And, you know, today is one of those days. We're going to be talking about a very cool development that's going on in Rohnert Park. And David Boquillan, I keep wanting to put a French twist on it. You get that's that okay. A lot.
Yeah,
David Boquillan is here, and he is the founder and president of, how do you say it again?
La Lima.
La Lima. And you told me what it means. It's a conical?
It's a Hawaiian term. A term for collaboration, many hands working together.
I like that. Okay, so many hands, and so that this is a development company, and they've been responsible for a lot of live work communities around the state. Is it just the state? Are you statewide? Or are you more than?
Well, no, we go all the way to the East Coast.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, you're everywhere. But we're going to talk about local. And so, David, I'm just going to read the bio. So, David provides leadership for La Lima's development activities and is responsible for setting the group's strategic goals and overseeing the development and construction process for all La Lima's projects. David. Primary responsibilities are to evaluate new development opportunities with an emphasis on development opportunities and value enhancement. David oversees La Lima's entitlements, negotiating government agreements, developing a leasing strategy, and development management. With over 20 years of extensive development and construction experience in mixed-use urban real estate development, which is what we're going to be talking about today. He served as director for notable mixed-use projects such as Bay Street Emeryville, Santana Row in San Jose, and the historic Guasti District in Ontario, California. That's down in Southern California, correct? Yeah, I haven't heard that, Guasti. David holds a degree in building construction technology from the School of Construction Management at Wentworth Institution of Technology in Boston. An active member of the International Council of Shopping Centers and a member of the Urban Land Institute. So welcome, David, and you bring a wealth of knowledge and a great project to Rohnert Park.
Yeah, no, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so are we. I've heard of it from you. I haven't heard a lot of it out in the media, although I think, you know, in doing some research, there is some press releases and stuff. Mm-hmm. But so tell us what is this project? And it's called Station Avenue.
So Station Avenue. So we purchased the former State Farm Insurance Company campus back in 2017.
Okay.
It's 32 acres. So it's a mixed-use development. We are the Smart Station Rohnert Park stop. So if you consider this, you know, a transit-oriented development, mm-hmm. which this definitely is. The program consists of 140,000 square feet of retail, restaurant, entertainment.
Nice.
130,000 square feet of creative office space, Class A office space, 156 key hotel, and 460 residential units.
Wow. Okay. And so, and these are lease units, correct?
Currently, ours are all lease. The one segment of real estate that we don't do is for sale housing. We would typically partner with someone on that.
Okay. Yeah. And do you, I don't know if we talked about it at all, but are there some for sale projects going to surrounding that? I would imagine it's a magnet that's going to kind of draw
that
in. Yeah,
I would think if I'm a property owner and I'm right next to the new shiny $400 million project, that I would be rethinking some of my real estate and is that really highest and best use? So I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing some new developments pop mm-hmm. up for sale because of our project.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good for everything. And you know, Rohnert Park has been a really interesting community. Started in I think it was back in the 20s. I found this really kind of cute little, it's a little booklet, Gay LeBaron. It's not written by Gay, but it's about the history of Rohnert Park. And it's kind of a long, drawn-out history, but started as a seed farm. And then the Rohnert family, Waldo Emerson Rohnert, purchased this land, planted seeds, kind of tried to alleviate some of the issues with flooding in the plains there. When he passed away, his son took over the seed company, and that's it really kind of rivaled, or not rivaled, but was a very big economic benefit to Sonoma County, such as Luther Burbank was as well. So then they started building houses in the 20s, and they had this crazy idea of making these neighborhood clusters. And anybody that knows Rohnert Park knows that, you know, they had these neighborhoods with a school, a park, a pool, and that was kind of the plan that they drew up for this. It says here in this little book that each neighborhood would consist of 200 to 250 homes centered around a 10-acre school site, a 5-acre pool park. No child would have to walk more than a half a mile to school, and the school would be the nucleus of a cohesive community. The commercial industrial development would be large enough and diverse enough to support the entire community. They put 8 such subdivisions together and constituted the city of 30,000 people. They called it the country club for the working class. And so this was back in the, it was right after World War II is when they really kind of started building this. In 1962, Rohnert Park became a city. There are shopping centers, but what Rohnert Park is really lacking is a downtown. And they put together these, you know, nucleus. No kid would ever have to walk to a school. Well, since then, they've closed several of the schools because there just wasn't the population to support each school. So we do have neighborhoods without schools. And then and to top that off, we have, you know, you have to go a ways to get to shopping. And there really isn't a big shopping center area. So that's what you're working on doing, is putting this downtown plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, when we looked at Rohnert Park, if you look at all the history that you just talked about, I mean, it was very forward thinking back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very cool.
And I think... You know, our approach, just playing off of Rohnert Park being a very forward-thinking city, mm-hmm. that this is kind of taking the next step for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you look, Rohnert Park was really a planned community that forgot to plan a downtown, or there wasn't a need for it that back then. But now, I think there is a huge opportunity in a great location where the State Farm Insurance campus was, being that it's right at the SMART station stop for a downtown.
Right, and you brought that up and mentioned when we were talking about the what you called a TOD, which you alluded to earlier, is the transit-oriented development. So you really are playing off that downtown, or that SMART train, which is cool.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, our approach is always, you know, in an urban setting, and many people who live in Sonoma County probably don't consider this to be an urban area, but you're dealing with urbane issues. And when you have a rail line running through your city, I mean, what a great gift that has given, you know, the entire North Bay. So let's take advantage of it. You know, right now, if I'm a resident of Rohnert Park, I have 3 parking stalls. I have one at my house, one at my office, and one wherever I shop on a daily basis. And if you live at Rohnert Park and you're working there, we have one parking stall, because these are very walkable blocks. They're very urbane, a lot of density. If you were to take Station Avenue and overlay it at the Marina District in San Francisco, it's as dense as that.
Wow.
So, and the way we move around is changing. So, you know, obviously we have the SMART train, but if you take a look at the Uber, the Lyft, kiss and ride programs, drop-offs, autonomous cars are coming, and all that has been, we've used that forward thinking in our planning. So we've, instead of Uber just kind of dropping you off in the middle of the street, we've actually set designated areas for Uber and Lyft to drop people off. So it's a safer environment. Convenient. It's not going to no one's going to get run over by Uber. And then for DoorDash, because we are heavy on the restaurants and, and food and beverage, we've located DoorDash kind of behind those restaurants, behind those buildings, to make it very convenient for DoorDash to come in, pick up, and go. We've planned for shuttles. We've planned for a shared bike ride programs. We're looking at autonomous car drop-off areas when that happens. I mean, it's already here. Wow. So we planned ahead.
Well, and we talked to David Guen of City of Santa Rosa yesterday, and they're working on that. Kind of that same thing, and we really do have to have that urban mentality, I think. And I think a lot of people look at Rohnert Park as such a, you know, small little town, and why do we need this huge urban? But when we're looking at the prices that we are in San Francisco in housing, I talked to a lady yesterday who lives in San Francisco. They can't, she grew up in San Francisco, but can't afford to buy a house there. So she's now looking, she's now looking in Sonoma County. And, you know, and I've sold houses to people in Rohnert Park with that idea that, you know, I'm going to be commuting, and they're thrilled that the SMART train is there now, because now they can commute. So I think it's a natural progression of what we need to do.
Yeah, and if you think about affordability, if you're going to go into the South Bay, you're going pretty far down in the South Bay, perhaps maybe even Gilroy.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go in the East Bay, you're deep into probably Antioch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've kind of referred to this as the last frontier for affordability, and you're 37 miles or 37 minutes to the Larkspur Ferry via the SMART train. It's pretty great living in the wine country, and it's the, it's still very, very affordable here.
It is. And I think compared to the rest. I mean, if you talk to somebody that lives here, we don't, you know, they don't agree. But, you know, compared to the rest of the nine counties in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and office nodes have changed too. I think, you know, if we can think about locating office closer to these downtown central business districts, it's going to relieve a lot of congestion that we have. I mean, 101's a great example. You just look and there's these office parks that have kind of displaced themselves from where Caltrans is, and it has created just a ton more traffic than we've ever anticipated. But now's the time to kind of change that. If there's more office located along these, whether it be the SMART or BART, I mean, people will come in from low density residential neighborhoods areas into downtown central business districts. We just got to make sure we locate those office clusters within walking distance of those stations, and people will take it, and we'll have less cars on the road.
It all makes sense. So we're going to take a break in about 2 minutes, but so we mentioned like the Bay Street down in Emeryville and Santana Row. Is this going to be similar to that? And if somebody is looking for kind of a frame of reference of, you know, what is this going to look like, are there some similarities?
Yeah, I think so. You have ground floor retail,
okay,
restaurants, entertainment. Then you're going to have something above that. In our case, we've put office above that. And then we've kind of held the residential urban blocks as off to the side of that. And we do that because of really constructability issues, rising prices of construction have really, I think, not changed the way everybody is thinking about how their constructive methodology is.
Right.
But we didn't want to sacrifice the density. I think, you know, after the wildfires, we were very, very conscientious that there's a housing need. We could have sold some, done less, but we decided not to.
Okay. We're gonna continue with that discussion when we come back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, here with David Boquillan, La Lima Construction Development.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Breaking news in past hours. Joe Biden responds to his female accuser, and she responds to his response. Lucy Flores, a former Nevada politician, says right before she took the stage at a campaign rally in 2014, the then vice president inappropriately touched and kissed her. Biden issuing an emailed statement in the past few hours saying, "I may not recall these moments the same way, and I may be surprised at what I hear, But we have arrived at an important time when women feel they can and should relate their experiences and men should pay attention, and I will. Flora is appearing on CNN reacting to the statement.
If he is saying that he never believed that that was inappropriate, then frankly, I think that's a little bit of a disconnect.
Just issuing a statement that he recently voluntarily underwent polygraph or lie detector tests administered by a former FBI polygraph expert, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. He says they show he was telling the truth in denying allegations by two women of sexual assault decades ago. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Showers will come back in the next couple of days. Today, though, partly cloudy at 73, 63 along the coast. A few clouds for tonight, low 48, that's inland and on the shores. For Monday, overcast at 69, 61 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, occasional showers at 61, 57 along the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. KSRO, 1350 a.m., 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And streaming live on KSRO.com. We are here today talking about the city of Rohnert Park and what's going on down there with the Station Avenue development. I have David Boquillan here, who's with Lolima Development. And welcome, David, and thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've been around a lot, talking to a lot of different people about what you're doing.
Everyone has invited us to brag about it a little bit.
Good. Well, I think it's awesome, and it's a really big project and a really important project, I think, for the economy. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later as a study. You are a transit-oriented development, right on the SMART train track, taking advantage of that. Tell me about the time frame, where you are in the project, and what's that look like, the build?
Yeah, sure. So in November of last year, the city council gave us a unanimous 5-0 vote in favor of the development. Shortly after that, we started demolishing the existing State Farm building. It's, if you drive by, it's gone.
Good. And you know, and that's an important point. That's been probably 10 years abandoned, I think, when State Farm left. So it's kind of an infill project, I guess you'd call it, where you're taking advantage of some unused land that really, you're not in there, pushing anybody out. You're taking over a very unutilized area.
Yeah, and the city was, before we even showed up, the city, I thought, was incredibly proactive by having their own community outreach, finding out what was important to this community. And it was every year it was a downtown. I think it was probably pretty lucky that State Farm was selling a project. I always describe it as the city was probably lucky that we came by, and we were lucky that the city was so proactive as a partner on this.
Yeah. It all came together. It came together nicely. So what does the time frame look like as far as...
So the time frame looks like this is, we have completed the demolition. We're hoping to have some sort of formal groundbreaking in the next couple months, pending some approvals still by the city.
Okay.
And then we're looking for a fall of 2020 opening for the urban core, which is the retail, office and hotel, followed by the residential units, will come online 6 months in six months increments after we open.
Okay. And do you have any pre-leasing, anybody lined up to join?
Yeah, we've done very well on the pre-leasing side. We're, you know, somewhere around 45 to 50,000 square feet pre-leased. And for country music people, they're going to be very excited about one of our specific tenants that we have.
Is it a secret?
It is a secret.
Oh. Ooh.
But I'll announce it here first.
How's okay. That? Yes, call us and... Or we'll have you come in and tell us about it. We do have a lot of country music people. And you know, I think Rohnert Park and Cotati, a lot of Santa Rosa, Sonoma County is very, very, you know, still rural. And we like our country music. Although I think we are embracing the urban, and I think we really need to. So it's cool. So how about... how about like online stuff? How, you know, you're putting this big shopping center together. Well, I don't know if shopping center isn't a right term. What is it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wouldn't refer to it as a shopping center. I think what we are is we're a district. Station Avenue, in my opinion, reflects the neighborhood. We reflect the community that we're in. We're just another district of Rohnert Park. But I think with the magnitude of what we're doing, we really cast a wider net and with this great collection of tenants that we have and a lot of daytime population available for office space, you know, the hotel and 460 residents. I at the end of the day, this really becomes Sonoma County's new downtown, not just happens to have the address of Rohnert Park.
Okay.
But, you know, online shopping, you know, we talk about that all the time. Brick and mortar is alive and well if you have the right brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
I think bad retail has killed themselves. I mean, what's the irony of that is Amazon Books started as an online bookstore and now they're building brick and mortar. The retail business over the next 5 to 10 years is going to continue to evolve with more online retailers opening store. We see it happening all the time. So, you know, because this is not a mall, we're not a lifestyle center, we view Station Avenue as really street retail. And, okay. You know, the indoor mall is an anachronism that's going to continue to fail. It's very disconnected the way people want to live their lives. It's not relevant to the guest experience. And you've seen that all over the country. So street retail has always outperformed indoor malls, and I think you're going to see more and more of that.
Yeah. Sorry, boy, my throat today. I think you're right. I think, I mean, as just looking at myself personally, I prefer not to park and go walk into a mall. I'd rather walk around in an open air, you know, place. Maybe there's an outdoor restaurant or you know, shopping. And so, I know you said it's not a lifestyle thing, mm-hmm. but I think in a way it kind of is. I mean, to get out there for somebody that likes to, even just likes to window shop, you know, just to have a place, a gathering place. And I think that's what a downtown kind of is, and yeah, being able to add the eat and the shop and all that in there.
You just said it best. It's a downtown. I mean, Station Avenue is 18 hours a day. It's live, work, play. You know, if you can affect someone's daily habits, meaning, you know, what we see is evolving is going back to what has always worked for retail, and that's something that's very close to home, that's something that's very relevant to your lifestyle, it's scalable, it relates to you as a person. So if you're taking the train and you walk through Station Avenue and you get your coffee, or when you're coming back that you've done some shopping, or you've mm-hmm. just text all your friends and saying, let's meet at Station Avenue for dinner.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's what we want it to be.
I think, yeah.
It's a sense of place.
Right. And I think, you know, there are with, you know, so many millennials and so many, you know, young, I don't know what are the people beyond the generation past the millennials? I forgot. I don't know what, if they have a name yet. But I think that is, I think it's important when we have so much social media and everybody's on their phones to have those gathering places. And I think your studies show that's what people want.
Yes, exactly.
To have that. And the nightlife, if it kind of, you know, we don't have a lot of that.
Yeah, it's all about choices, right? So mm-hmm. I think what people want to say is it's any day of the week, what are we doing tonight? Let's go to Station Avenue. Why? Because there's choices. So of that 140,000 square feet of retail restaurants, the commercial space, mm-hmm. you know, probably half of that is going to be on the food and beverage side. And that's pretty significant. So I think, you know, people won't have to go into San Francisco for those types of experiences. And we're more about the local than chains, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. There's, as a privately held company, we can make different business decisions. And so that uniqueness of a restaurant that doesn't exist but happens to be maybe, you know, an owner of a restaurateur somewhere in Sonoma County that wants to do their next thing.
Yeah.
And if we can lure them to Station Ave to do that, I think it's great.
Right, right. And we do have we have quite a few. We're a foodie county, and we have quite a few restaurateurs that own multiple restaurants around the county. So that's good. Be good to see. So and you know, it's interesting about Rohnert Park is as a realtor, there are people that live in Rohnert Park that only want Rohnert Park when they're looking to make a move. People like their Rohnert Park, people that live there. There's other people that come in and they'll go, oh, you know, Rohnert Park might work, Santa Rosa might work. But if people that live in Rohnert Park really like the town, I think it has a lot to offer. Sorry. But I also think, we've talked about, it's really lacking that downtown. So this is good to see. And there are quite, I think I pulled up, I don't know if I wrote it down. As far as housing in Rohnert Park, there's a 151 new homes coming online. 33 new communities, and Rohnert Park is still called the friendly city. If you pull in, it's you know, people like Rohnert Park. So it's good to see changes happening in Rohnert Park. And I think we're going to talk about the economy. I guess we can, let's talk about that. You said you had Robert Eiler, who is a Sonoma State, professor of economics. And he's usually, speaks on the whole county, but you had him do an independent study just specifically your project and how it affects the economy in Rohnert Park.
Yeah. So, you know, Robert's economic forensic and analysis group did their own independent analysis. And, you know, based on our project, which has a price tag of $400 million, you know, some of his key findings were there's an additional $140 million in business revenues for Rohnert Park and employees. During construction, we support over 3,400 new jobs, both on-site and off-site, over $23 million in real estate and local taxes, and that does not include the final fees that the developer would be paying to the city. So at the end of the day, Rohnert Park's share of those sales taxes, $1 million. Once it's operating, we support over 2,000 jobs throughout the city economy, including new businesses created at Station Avenue, $170 million in new business revenues, and $11 million in state and local taxes, which includes Rohnert Park's share of about another $900,000 annually. So, you know, it's a lot of money going in the coffers. You know, it's $60 million of revenues of sales revenues that are just generated on
for
site.
The city, yeah, for the city of San Rose. I mean, city of Rohnert Park, yeah, and that helps everything. I think that's great. So that's a lot of good information, and really good for Rohnert Park, and just bringing that downtown into fruition. So you think you'll be done? I think I saw something about 2020.
Fall of 2020 is what we're shooting for the urban core.
Okay.
But I also think for Rohnert Park, the way they think about Rohnert Park now, it doesn't have a downtown. So, you know, if I'm a retailer or I'm an office user and I want that downtown, I'm going to choose between Santa Rosa or Petaluma.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Rohnert Park really lacked their own identity when it came to urban downtown, you know, let's go there tonight.
Yeah.
And I think all that really, it's their chance to rebrand themselves and kind of show off Rohnert Park, what it's all about. Strategically being located between Santa Rosa and Petaluma, I think is fantastic because we do create a larger trade area. It's 11 minutes each way.
We all
know that if you're up in the North Bay this way, you travel north and south, 11 minutes in the car is nothing.
Right, I know, and there's people don't realize how many little towns there are along the freeway, and I lost my train of thought. The We are going to take a break. Just pointing to me, take a break. I'll remember what I was going to say when we come back. Let's take a break, and we'll finish talking up more about the Station Avenue development down in Rohnert Park. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be back after the break.
Listen to KSRO on your smartphone or tablet on the TuneIn Radio app. Available for iPhones and Androids. Take KSRO with you on the go in the North Bay or anywhere in the country with the TuneIn Radio app. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. We're everywhere you are.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, continuing the legacy of our, I forgot to mention Mike's, so let me bring that up real quick. We have a date for the celebration of life for Mike Kelly, and it's going to be coincidentally down in Rohnert Park. We are talking about Rohnert Park and Station Avenue with David Boquillan and of La Lima. I say it wrong every time. La Lima Development. But Mike's celebration is going to be down at Sonoma Mountain Village, Sally Tomatoes Event Center, April 20th. We're opening the doors at 1 o'clock, and we're going to start a program at 1:30. It'll run for about an hour, and then we have some light eats and music and mingling, reminiscing about our great friend Mike Kelly. So it's going to be a good event, not a somber event. We're going to have fun celebrating and remembering Mike because he was a fun guy. So you're welcome to come. No, we're not. You don't have to reserve your spot. Just show up, and hopefully we'll have a seat for you, because we are expecting like 350 to 400 people. But it's a big event center, and it'll hold all of you. So come on down.
Love Sally Tomatoes.
Oh, it's a great event. Love yeah, them. It's a great event center. And that's another Sonoma Mountain Village that's kind of doing some cool stuff.
Yep.
But today we're talking about Station Avenue. And what I was going to bring up at the beginning of the, or before we went to break, and I completely forgot what I was going to say, is the Sonoma State and the fact that Rohnert Park is really a college town, Rohnert Park Cotati. And I think having a downtown and having a local place to go rather than, like you said, getting in the car and going up to Santa Rosa or going down to, Cotati for the Cotati crawl that they all like mm-hmm, to do mm-hmm. Thursday night. So what are you incorporating that into your development?
Yeah, I think it's a big segment of, our future plans. But when I look at Sonoma State, and I didn't realize that there was 10,000 students, 1,700 faculty,
yeah, wow.
2 miles up the road from us, you wouldn't realize that, because you go to Stanford or any of these great college towns in Northern California, I mean, you definitely know when school's in session, you see mm-hmm. young people walking around with backpacks, hanging out in coffee shops, yeah. doing homework, and then on the bars, they're blowing off a little steam. They're supporting their team colors. You can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a real disconnect between the university and the community there, because there's no corner of Main on Main.
Yeah.
And this gives, I think, both community and school the ability to have that great college downtown feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, too, that downtown, this downtown will actually create opportunities for students to perhaps stay in Sonoma County because there's there's activity going on, there's opportunities outside of college. We've been talking to the Hivory, which is a women's co-op. It started as a women's co-op in Mill Valley. And, you know, the owner there has been very gracious of her time. And we think that just the Hivory and Sonoma State University, because of the amount of females that go there, is just really a great opportunity for those two to collaborate going forward.
Okay. So are they, you're going to be doing something up here with the Hivory?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Good. Very exciting.
That's exciting stuff. And I think, we did have a question come in. She didn't want to go online, but asking about parking. You're providing, I would imagine, parking for people coming, not just people living in the district.
And our parking is free.
Oh, free parking.
So, yeah. So we
not
have,
free for the first hour, like
No. It's ours is free all the time.
Okay.
Except if you're going to take SMART, it's probably a good idea not to park there all day.
Oh, yeah. Well, SMART has a nice big parking lot down there.
Yeah, so we have quite a bit of parking. So, you know, we didn't take advantage of what they'd call a mixed-use bonus to reduce parking because you're on a transit.
Okay.
But we hope to add more density to take advantage of that. You know, I think what you really want to be careful about when you're doing downtowns in these suburban type of areas, it has to be active during the day and at night. We're not worried about the nighttime. There's such a void in the market up here for nighttime entertainment, dining, all that good stuff. The daytime, you want daytime population to support those restaurants so they're successful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the only way to get that is downtown, is to have office downtown. So I think we have a really good mix.
Okay.
And if you think of the smart way to go about building parking is what we want to do is we want to use that same parking stall for 18 hours a day, meaning so you drive there for your for office, you park your car, you're not going to leave that secured spot to go park across the street to go to the restaurant across the street, you're going to walk.
Right.
And then after hours, when all those work spots become available, that's for all the nightlife entertainment. The dining. So we're very smart about the way we park it. We don't want to over park it. We want to be very efficient with that.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like you've put a lot of thought into that and you have a lot of experience behind that. Well, that's good. And I'm curious if, and I don't know if you want to touch on it or not, but two things we have, my throat today. I think it's all the pollen in the air. My eyes are watering. My throat's congested. I was going to ask you about it. There is a little bit of an affordable housing element in here. So that's good because, you know, like we talked about at the beginning, Sonoma County is the affordable county still in the 9 or 10 county Bay Area. But people in Sonoma County don't feel that way. We're feeling like it's the crunch and it's very expensive. So you do have an affordable housing element in here. Which is good to see. And those, and just to remind people, these are all leased apartment buildings.
So our apartment, there are 100% rental currently right now, and they kind of come in three different kind of shapes and forms. So we have very traditional kind of flats, and then we have row homes, three-story row homes, and we're looking at putting some urban lofts in there as well.
Oh, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's good. And I think the other thing I was going to mention about, you know, Sonoma County in general is we're such a spread out kind of urban sprawl or rural sprawl, I don't know, but that people, you know, complain when we push the boundaries. Sorry. And I think, you know, like what Santa Rosa is doing as far as trying to do infill projects and building up. And I think it's good that you're doing that in Rohnert Park as well. And I think we really need that. Did you get pushback from residents at all? I know there were some meetings, community meetings.
Well, no, I thought the community responded very favorably. But again, I'm always very quick to say that the community did a lot of heavy lifting. I mean, this downtown, we didn't show up with the vision of it. We really listened to what the community was saying prior to our even involvement.
Right. So it was more the city of Roanoke Park.
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, it was a lot of that, but it was also, it's the way we see development as well. Mm-hmm. So I think our interests were very much aligned.
Yeah. Well, good. And I think it's good. I think it's what we need to do is build, do the infill and kind of build and bring people in and, you know, out of their cars
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me that are residents of Roanoke Park and said, I'm so glad that you're building this because this creates opportunities for my kids because they all go to college and they don't come back because there's no opportunity for them from a job perspective.
Right, right. Well, and even if somebody's going to work in the city, they can hop on the smart train and back and forth, and they can stay in Sonoma County, work in the city. There's so many options available. You were going to mention a little something about a business, local business, that's expanding into your area. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so...
in our next 3 minutes?
Yeah. So Plow Brewery is currently located in... Santa Rosa.
Okay.
And we have partnered with the owner of Plow to build a new 12,000 square foot production brewery, tap house, and a restaurant.
Exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Yeah.
We think Kevin, the owner there, he's just a very collaborative. He's got a great following for his beer. Very unique style. It's great. We're really excited.
Oh, cool.
We're
becoming a real mecca for beer. Not just wine country anymore. I say anymore, and the beer makers go, what do you mean anymore? It's been years that, you know, but really they're kind of coming into their own. So that's an exciting project.
You're wine sippers and beer drinkers.
Yeah, we can all come together and you know, I'll have a glass of wine, you can have a beer, and everybody will be happy. So, well, David, thank you so much for joining us. I think I'm going to be, you know, watching with anticipation to see, and can't wait to come visit the site when it's done. I'd imagine you're going to have a big...
We'll have you guys there for the groundbreaking.
Yeah. Invite me down. I'd love to. That's great. So, David Boquillan, La Lima.
Correct.
And remind me again what that means. It's a collaboration of
Many hands working together.
I love that. I have to remember that. Many hands working together, which is what you're doing. The community, Roanoke Park City, and the development and all the retailers. If somebody wants to get more information about the project, pre-leasing, are you doing pre-leasing for a residential yet?
Not residential yet. It's still too early for that.
Yeah, because you haven't.
But we do have a website up.
Right,
and if you go to www.stationavrp.com.
Okay.
There's a lot of information there. You can get to myself there, any of our leasing people there.
Right. Yeah, it's a good website. I looked it up.
Always happy to answer any questions.
Okay, great. And it's on the Facebook page, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. The website is there. You can get some more information. We'll have a podcast up at ksro.com. Go to ksro.com, shows, click on the drop down menu. You'll find it. Look up Allison Norman Real Estate, and there it'll be, the podcast. It'll be up later today. I'm Allison Norman. If you have any real estate questions, give me a call, 799-3617. And look forward to talking to you next week more about local real estate and community events.
Preceding was a paid presentation.
I'm Clay Thompson.
I'm Damian Jones.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Kevon Looney.
I'm Draymond Green, and this is where the Warriors play.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Joe Biden responds to a woman who accuses him of inappropriate touching and kissing, and she responds to his response.
If he is saying that he never believed that that was inappropriate, then... frankly, I think that's a little bit of a disconnect.
Lucy Flores, a former Nevada politician, says the alleged incident took place in 2014, right before she took the stage at a campaign rally. Biden issuing an emailed statement in the past few hours, saying, "I may not recall these moments the same way."